This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
7:15, Friday, the 2nd of September, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Let's talk about our former First Lady, or at least that's what she called herself.
That's what she called herself.
Yeah, because Datin Sri Rosmah Mansor was found guilty yesterday on all three charges of soliciting and receiving bribes amounting to 194 million ringgit to help a company win a 1.25 billion ringgit government contract to supply energy to rural schools in Sarawak. Judge Muhammad Zainin Mazlan delivered his verdict at the High Court yesterday after dismissing the defence's last-minute application for his recusal.
So Rosmah has been sentenced to 10 years in jail and fined 970 million ringgit, which is the highest ever for any corruption case. The court has also granted her a request to suspend the jail sentence and fine. This is pending her appeal at the Court of Appeal. She's well known for her love for luxury items. Back in 2018, Malaysian police raided Datin Sri Rosmah's and Dato Sri Najib's properties and found $1.6 million worth of necklaces, 14 tiaras and 272 MS bags. So what does this verdict mean and what do we know of this flamboyant figure?
For some thoughts, we have with us Tom Wright, co-author of The Billion Dollar Whale and co-founder of Brazen Project, a journalism production studio. Good morning, Tom. Now, were you surprised in the first place that there are separate corruption charges leveled against Rosmah, namely, of course, this solar case?
Well, not really. The prosecutors were very, very smart. What they did was they looked at a solar corruption case from 2016 and 17. Now, don't forget, Rosmah's still doing corruption after the 1MDB scandal has broken out into the open in 2015. So that made it much easier for the prosecutors to find a money trail and to prove what they wanted to prove, rather than going back into, you know, ancient history, which is back to the founding of 1MDB in 2009. So that's why they focused on the solar case. Of course, Rosmah has denied any involvement with 1MDB, and it would be a little bit more complicated to prove guilt there because, you know, what happened in that case was Jola was getting all of these government contracts and stealing money from 1MDB, and Rosmah was getting diamonds from Jola. And so they didn't have to do that because they were able to focus on this solar case, and she got 10 years in this record $970 million ringgit fine.
And Tom, you said that there was very clear paper trails throughout the whole corruption case. Was it just a case of a feeling like they would never be caught, some sense of impunity that caused them to be like that?
Yeah, so imagine in 2015 when The Edge and the Sarawak report first reported about the 1MDB scandal, and then us in the Wall Street Journal a little bit later about Najib taking the 681 million. That's all in 2015. This solar corruption case is going on in 2016 and 17. So Rosmah is still acting with total impunity, even after the first news articles come out about her. And that's what's so amazing about this family.
Now, as for the 1MDB scandal, she was featured heavily in your book, especially when it came to spending these ill-gotten gains. So we have her either holidaying with central figures like Jolo or partying with celebrities. But do you think she had any clue on the level of kleptocracy?
Oh, of course she did. Yes, she was central to the whole thing. I mean, she was a powerful force in the marriage with Najib. Everyone's seen the "Can I advise you something" audio that the MACC put out. So she's obviously very powerful in that relationship. Look, she knew Jolo back from the late 90s when he was studying in Harrow. They had a house in a very posh London area called Kensington Green, and Jolo's family also had a house there. So Jolo got to know her and her stepson Riza Aziz. And he became very, very useful for her. He became useful for Najib, obviously, political corrupt funds, funds for political corruption and all of that through 1MDB. But he also became very useful for Rosmah. He gave her diamonds. It's the most important diamond is the 27 million pink diamond from Lorraine Schwartz, which Rosmah has claimed she didn't receive. But Lorraine Schwartz herself, the New York jeweler, said that she prepared for Rosmah on behalf of Jolo. And that diamond was paid for via a company called BlackRock, which was meant to look like the real US investment fund.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't. And then Jolo told his friends it was named for Black for Rosmah's heart and Rock for the jewels. So, you know, that's the kind of level of information we have in Billion Dollar Whale and that the prosecutors had. But, you know, nobody's decided to push that because they've gone for this much easier solar panel corruption case.
And Tom, I'm just curious, what other observations do you have of Rosmah, the character, the person? Is she really truly the power behind the throne?
Well, you know, that, I mean, yes and no. Yes, because she was incredibly important for bringing Jolo into the first family. She obviously benefited from an unbelievable amount of corruption. Let's not forget there was $250 million worth of loose items in the Pavilion apartments, the apartments owned by Najib and Rosma, when they were arrested in 2018. 567 bags. I mean, you know, 14 tiaras. What did she need with 14 tiaras? So she was very, very important and very powerful in that relationship. But, you know, Najib isn't blameless. He's gone to jail for 12 years. I mean, he might get a pardon, but, you know, he was still using the 1MDB fund for political corruption and for his purposes too. So nobody's blameless in this, but she's a very, very important part of this story.
Tom, I was following your tweet yesterday. It was very, very entertaining. I'm sure you've been following both cases, Rosma's case as well as Najib's SRC international trial. The businessman who had been a little bit abrasive with you, was he part of the case? Was he questioned at any? Was he one of the witnesses in any of these cases?
Not as far as I know, but you know, everyone's trying to guess who I'm referring to. I mean, I talked to the person off the record, so I won't say who that is. And it could be any number of hundreds of people. Lots of wrong guesses on Twitter. But the point wasn't to try to out the person. The point was just to say, look, this is how pervasive this was. Someone like Rosma doesn't stay in power and end up with $250 million, quarter of $1 billion of jewelry and items without there being a whole system that supports it. And you can see that through the solar case. Somebody wanted to put solar panels on rural schools, poor schools in Sarawak, and they end up, you know, she ends up looking for 187 million ringgit bribe. Mm. And so that's just how the system worked. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people supporting it. And, you know, people are saying I'm naive. I'm a naive Mat Saleh for saying this, but it's like, well, Malaysia seems to be turning a corner with these judgments. It's a really, really positive time because it's showing that, you know, Malaysia does have a system that works, a judicial system works, and you just can't get away with this.
Okay, and we should shift to another important individual in the 1MDB saga, Jolo. I mean, your search with him, with Bradley Hope, is ongoing. How much has been uncovered so far? I mean, do we know where he is?
Yeah, well, we think he's in China. We're getting a lot of photos into our, I should say, the email for you guys. It's projectbrazen@protonmail.com if you have any tips. One thing I'm really interested in is getting that audio of Najib talking to Jolo that the MACC has. It has never seen the light of day. If I was a Malaysian journalist, I'd be looking for that. Yes, we know he's in China because of it's quite a complicated situation. But basically, the Chinese government was involved in corrupt infrastructure deals in Malaysia that Jolo was also involved in. And so that's why they don't want him to come back to Malaysia to face trial, because he would know a lot about all that corrupt Belt and Road deals that China was doing back then. His two main protectors in China, a guy called Sun Lijun and another minister-level official, have both been investigated. Sun Lijun has pleaded guilty to corruption. So Xi Jinping's government's getting rid of those people that protected Jolo. So that means Jolo's most likely under some kind of limited house arrest or even detention right now. So we're continuing our search. Next week on our YouTube channel at Project Brazen, we're going to be focusing on Hong Kong and the use of cutouts, which is how does Jolo pay for stuff when he can't access the international banking system? So he uses a bunch of other people as fronts. And we'll be revealing who those people are and how it works. And we're going to be talking about his membership of a yacht club in Hong Kong, even until today, and asking the question whether he still has a boat.
I'm curious also, how important is he to the 1MDB saga? Because Najib and Rosma both claim that they are innocent victims in this whole case and that the real mastermind is Jolo. So what are the missing pieces that we need from him to complete the full picture?
Well, we should very clearly say that both Rosma and Najib are convicted felons, okay, right at this stage. So their claims that they're innocent victims has been proven totally false. We can even call them lies in a court of law. Rosma has her. She can go back on appeal now, but that's the thing. Jolo was very, very important. You know, I think he was the only person with the 10,000 foot view of the whole scandal. He didn't, you know, Rosma and Najib didn't know exactly how much money was coming out. You know, Najib wouldn't have known that, you know, $4.5 billion was getting stolen, for example, and that was you know what was so shocking to him. He was getting his slice, but he didn't know the full picture. You know, we should just say for the audience, Jolo was very, very good at bringing people into his world. You know, in 2010, he organized a party for Rosma in the St. Regis in New York, where Jamie Foxx, the actor, actually pulled Rosma up on stage and danced, and they sang You've Got a Friend together. So he was able to create this world in which Najib and Rosma just thought he was a rainmaker. He could bring Hollywood celebrities. He could make their lives just so fantastic. And that was the sense. That's why he was so important to this fraud. He created a world where it wasn't just Rosma and Najib, it was everybody. I mean, Jamie Foxx himself got paid a lot of money to attend that event, right? Leonardo DiCaprio got to make The Wolf of Wall Street. So he's very, very important to the fraud. He made everyone's dreams come true, and he made the money flow in all kinds of directions, including to himself.
And Tom, but realistically, though, will we ever see Joe Lo and all these other missing partners in crime who are on the run ever brought to justice?
Well, you know, we're pushing at Project Brazen and on our YouTube channel. So you go and find that and subscribe. And we're going to keep pushing to see if we can find him. One of the questions we're going to be asking, I'm going to invite Syed Saddiq on either next week or the week after, is why is Malaysia not standing up to China in this case, given that having Joe Lo come back to Malaysia to face justice is so important? And I think, you know, I've explained the answers to that. Joe Lo is an embarrassment to China. There's no extradition treaty, I believe, between Malaysia and China as well. But if I was the Malaysian government, I'd be making this a diplomatic issue, and I'd be pushing very, very hard for it. And if I was the Malaysian people, I'd be pushing my government to take this very seriously and get him back, because what happened is just a travesty.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Tom Wright, co-author of The Billion Dollar Will and co-founder of Project Brazen, a journalism production studio. In the meantime, their search for Joe Lo continues with him and his co-author, Bradley Hope. So if you do have any pictures of Joe Lo, if you spot him anywhere, you can send him an email at projectbrazen@protonmail.com.
This is an awesome use of crowdsourcing, if you ask me.
I know. But when you think about it, right, you know, it's been a real interesting 2 weeks when it comes to Malaysian justice. And yes, it's a bit of good news because it does show that our Malaysian judiciary system, justice system, legal system is working, and we are basically getting outcomes which reveal the level of, sadly though, the level of corruption that has happened in this country.
Yeah, but I mean, the silver lining here is that we can be assured as Malaysians that our vote counts for something, and that there is a clear separation of power between the judiciary, the executive and the legislative.
Yeah, and it should continue. But I think, you know, what's going to happen is that obviously it's going to appeal, right? She's going to appeal. So this whole legal case is probably going to continue for at least another 1 or 2 years till maybe it even gets to federal court level, just exactly like her husband before, before she really is found guilty. But we are not really sure because, of course, courts can decide otherwise, right? As it goes through each stage of appeal.
Of course, there are a lot of other corruption cases involving those in power still coming up that we should be watching out for as well.
Yeah, very important. I think Malaysians, we need to pay attention to this. And like the High Court judge reminds us, corruption was prevalent in all segments of society, and we need to actually make sure that it doesn't happen again, right?
It doesn't become a pandemic.
Pandemic, actually. Yes, yeah. Exactly. But up next, we'll be speaking to Gary Ng, APAC economist from Natixis, for an outlook on China's economy. That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.